bonus points, but what has Paul meant to this group, this coach?
I think he's the biggest factor, you know, looking at where we are today. You know, he changed everything, realistically. You know, he just brought what we needed to our team. You know, he just, the way he communicates, the way he coaches, it just was a perfect fit for our group, you know, making us realize kind of what we are, what we're not. And, you know, he's just kind of, he fits into, you know, his sense of humor just is what we are as a group, you know, so it was a perfect hire.
What is his greatest strength, do you think, as a coach?
Well, I think, first of all, he's coached 1,200 games in this league, you know, so instantly when he says something, you know, it's validated. But at the same time, like I said, it's kind of hard to put your finger on exactly what the best trait is of him being a coach. But, you know, he just has a way of kind of explaining things that as a hockey player, sometimes you don't really think that way. You know what I mean? So after a tough loss, you come in and maybe it's not as bad as you thought it'd be, or you have a win, and you know, he's showing some of the ugly stuff, and we can laugh at ourselves, and you know, it's just stuff like that throughout, you know, an 82 game season just has really you know, helped us become a group.
So it's not all X's and O's.
It's not always X's and O's. I mean, that's obviously a big part of it too. You know, positioning on the ice, he obviously brought in sort of an identity and a system where, you know, as long as we don't get scored on, you know, we're gonna have a chance to win every night, and that's kind of what we bought into.
Doesn't sound like that's a knock on Claude, but does it maybe mean that coaches need to fit in much like players do to certain systems?
Well, I'm talking about Paul, you know what I mean?
So I
think, yeah, Paul just he fits kind of our identity as a team, you know, just his personality and what he brings to the rink every day. It's kind of how we practice, how we play, and why we've had success.
What are some of the keys to this series with the Ducks for the Jets?
I think just staying within ourselves, you know. We have a lot of guys that are a little green when it comes to playoff experience, but I think we use that as a positive. You know, we obviously have a group that's excited to be here and excited to be a part of it, but, you know, we're here for a reason, and it's because of how we play and the things we bought into. So we don't need to reinvent right now. You know, we just need to stick with what we do, and the one thing that's for sure is we're going to, you know, compete our tails off every night. That's one thing about our group. That's never in question.
You've believed in this core maybe more than any other player I've talked to. What does this mean to you personally to get to this stage?
Well, that's just it. You know, when times are tough, it's easy to say what you will about different people, and everyone's taking their shots, and you know, probably everyone here has had a chance to say one thing or another. But, you know, I know these guys as people. I know them off the ice. I know their wives, I know their families, I know where they come from. So when you have that relationship with people, you know what they stand for, and you know what they're capable of. I knew we were going to get there. I didn't know when it was going to be. I don't know if I thought it was going to be this fast, but you bring in Paul Maurice, you know, you bring in some guys to help us out, and here we are. So, you know, it's gratifying, certainly, to get to this point, but, you know, there's no satisfaction, that's for sure.
Blake, how has Paul described this week, and how has his approach been to the team in describing a first-round series?
The same thing, you know. It's just we've established the way we play, you know, and that's why we're here. First and foremost, we compete every night. That's what everything's based off of, and you know, we expect that to continue. So really, nothing's gonna change. Our approach isn't gonna change. It's gonna be an exciting time, and you know, we've been playing some pretty tough games here the last month or two. So we feel like we have some experience in those types of games.
On paper, you guys are the underdogs, but do you feel like that in the series?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we felt it that way every game we've played this year. We started off 2-5, and from then on, we felt like we've been the underdog all year. It's kind of been our rallying cry.
So that's been the kind of what pushed you to this point?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we walk into every game as underdogs, expecting maybe to get beat, and you know, it's something we can rally around as a group to go out there, and that's why we compete so hard every night, because we have to. You know, we don't bring our compete level, we're not gonna have a chance.